I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. Today seems to be Stump Day. Former President Bill Clinton is scheduled to speak on behalf of Hillary Clinton in about 15 minutes at Johnson C. Smith University. Earlier, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump addressed supporters in Concord at the Cabarrus Arena and Event Center. WFAE's Tom Bullock was there for the speech. He joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mark.
Well, what was the theme of Trump's speech?
Well, as with all Trump speeches, there were plenty of personal attacks on, as he put it, lying Ted Cruz and little Marco Rubio, and more than a few moments where Trump told security to get him out of here in reference to protesters. But Trump spent most of his 40-minute speech focused on trade.
We're going to have great trade deals. We're going to bring our jobs back to the country. We're going to bring our jobs back to North Carolina, where they've been stripped.
Well, did he offer any specifics on how he would do that?
Well, this election, specifics seem to be in the eye of the beholder, Mark. He blasted current politicians and trade officials as being know-nothing eggheads. He stressed the Chinese love him, using his real estate portfolio in that country as proof. But the closest Trump came to specifics had to do with Carrier Air Conditioning, which announced in February it's closing a plant in Indianapolis and moving it to Monterrey, Mexico. Carrier can hire cheaper labor there and, under current law, ship its products to the U.S. with minimal or no tariffs or taxes. Trump said he would change that.
And I'll get the approval for this, because in theory we need the approval, in theory, but I'll get the approval. I'm going to say, look, here's the story. Every single air conditioning unit that you make, every single unit that comes across the border, and it'll be hard to get things across the border by the time I'm... Every single unit that comes across the border, you're going to pay a 35% tax on that unit, okay? 35%.
Now, note he began that answer by saying he'll get the approval for that new tax. He would need Congress to do that, and it's not clear they'd be interested in launching what could be considered a first shot in a trade war.
Trump also asked the crowd to take a pledge. Briefly, Tom, what's that about?
Well, this is a relatively new thing at Trump rallies. Frankly, it has to do with voters who are, you know, breaking late deciders going for his opponents. So it looks like they're just trying to solidify their supporters.
WFAE's Tom Bullock, thank you.
Thank you.